Right, well, welcome everybody. Lovely to be with you on this fourth Sunday of Easter. And we're going to start our service of morning prayer now. So let's just have a moment of quiet as we begin. Please join in with our responses as we say, Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In your resurrection, O Christ,
let heaven and earth rejoice.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Safe in the knowledge that we are loved, we come to the Good Shepherd seeking succor for our souls. Let not the wolf snatch our thoughts and scatter them, for our minds belong to Jesus and our hearts are open to him. Amen.
So we turn to our Easter anthems. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. So let us celebrate the feast, not with the old leaven of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all.
In living, he lives to God.
See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead,
the firstfruits of those who sleep.
For as by man came death,
by man has come also the resurrection of the dead.
For as in Adam all die,
even so in Christ shall all be made alive.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever.
Amen. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. Faithful God, let your word be the treasure of our hearts, that we may delight in your truth and walk in the glorious liberty of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Well, our first reading this morning comes from the first epistle of St. John, chapter 3, beginning at verse 16. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. This is how we know that we belong to the truth and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence. If our hearts condemn us, we know that God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive from him anything we ask, because we keep his commands and do what pleases him. And this is his command: to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us. The one who keeps God's commands lives in him, and he in them. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit he gave us. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Our psalm this morning is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside quiet waters.
He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake.
Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and evermore shall be, world without end. Amen.
And our second reading comes from St. John's Gospel, chapter 10, beginning at verse 11. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
It's difficult being a leader, as no doubt Boris would agree. One of the difficulties of the past couple of years has been working out whose guidance and leadership can we trust. There are so many conflicting voices, as a variety of experts have told us how to manage Brexit, the pandemic, racism, global warming, and all sorts of other issues. It's easy to fall into the trap of becoming weary and suspicious of our leaders, and even a little bit cynical. Who will speak the truth? Whose voice should we listen out for? In our gospel reading for this fourth Sunday in Easter, we see a version of leadership quite different from the ones we're used to in politics and the media. John describes a leader who lays down his life, not with words, not with spin, but with costly actions. John describes a leader who literally places his body in harm's way for the sake of those he leads. This is a leader with integrity and courage, a leader who is self-sacrificially good. So what did Jesus mean when he called himself the good shepherd? And in what ways am I like a sheep? I expect in many parts of the world, the picture of Jesus being a shepherd is a little difficult to understand. Most people probably don't have much to do with sheep or shepherds. Although I was heartened to hear from the children at Rackenford School this week that many had spent the Easter holidays helping with lambing. Of course, Jesus calls himself a good shepherd because it's a metaphor. It's a picture. It's one of the reasons why Jesus was such an effective teacher, because he used metaphors. The people he was speaking to knew all about vineyards and mustard seeds. They knew all about fishing nets and shepherds and sheep. They knew what Jesus was talking about. It was all around them. So why did Jesus choose to use the metaphor of a shepherd? According to our gospel reading, Jesus had just healed a blind man on the Sabbath. The religious elite were livid. Jesus was walking in the temple, the very place religious Jews held as being sacred, because it represented their special covenantal relationship with God. And while he was there, Jesus called himself the Good Shepherd. I am the Good Shepherd. And instead of thinking, ah, how lovely, what a lovely image, the people around him, the Jews, thought that Jesus was demon-possessed and raving mad. Why such a violent and extreme reaction to Jesus calling himself the Good Shepherd? It's worth remembering that the image of the shepherd looking after flocks of sheep or goats was deeply ingrained in Jewish history. Rachel was a shepherd. Zipporah, Moses' wife, and her sisters were shepherds. Moses looked after sheep until God spoke to him and called him to lead the Israelites out of slavery. David started out as a shepherd before becoming king. And the Jewish people of Jesus' day knew that their picture of God was as a shepherd looking after his flock, Israel. In other words, by calling himself the Good Shepherd, Jesus was calling himself God, equating himself with God. What an audacious thing to say. How outrageous. And more than that, Jesus says that as the Good Shepherd, he is prepared to lay down his life for the sheep. The word good, kalos, conjures up the notion of goodness and loveliness. The Good Shepherd gives life rather than snatching it away. But the life he gives is his own, laid down for the sake of the sheep. This is in sharp contrast to the hireling who doesn't own the sheep and doesn't really care what happens to them. And then Jesus says something equally startling. He says this, I know my sheep and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. Shepherds in those days called their sheep out of the fold by their names, and the flock followed their voice. And the Greek word for church literally means called out, ecclesia, from which all our ecclesiastical words are derived. We are a people who have been called out. If I am honest, this verse startles me because it sounds so simple and so certain. Jesus knows his sheep and his sheep know him. Jesus' knowledge of his sheep is deeply rooted in his knowledge of his Father and his Father's knowledge of him as his Son. But this verse also challenges me because I know that there are plenty of times when I have not been sure and I have not been certain. Can I hear God's voice? Will he forgive me again? Why is it so easy for me to wander away? Why is faith so complicated? And yet what Jesus is saying is so clear. And maybe I need to listen and hear Jesus' words once again. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. In other words, you are mine. You belong to me. Yes, you do. I know you well. You are mine. And there's nothing more to say. I don't know much about sheep personally, although I can see them in the fields and sometimes hear them from our garden. I understand that they are not very clever, that they are stubborn, that they long to be led and resist being driven, and they eat all day long. They are quite hard work. Keeping sheep is a real commitment. which makes me wonder what Jesus has to put up with shepherding me. How many times has he watched me wander off? How many times has he seen me stubbornly refuse to follow him? How many times has he seen me fall into danger? John tells us that the good shepherd, Jesus, loves the obstinate and the lost. He stays with his flock, unlike others who run away at the first sniff of danger. He puts himself at risk to protect his sheep. He is with them until the end. He's in it for the long haul. What a wonderful picture. Jesus, our good shepherd. And he calls us to show the shepherd's love and commitment to others, showing his courage, his perseverance, and his boundless love. On this fourth Sunday after Easter, we know that Jesus is a shepherd who keeps his promises. He has already laid down his life for his sheep, but he continues to call us, asking us to follow, and his call is trustworthy, but we are free to resist. After all, we follow what we belong to, and we belong to Jesus. Amen.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still, still waters. His goodness restores my soul. And I will trust in
I will trust in you.
For your endless mercy follows me. Your goodness will lead me on. He guides my ways in righteousness. And he anoints my head with oil, and my cup it overflows with joy. I feast on his pure delight, and I will trust
I will trust in you.
Your endless mercy follows me. Your goodness will lead me home. And though I walk the darkest path, I will not fear the evil one. For you are with me, and your rod and staff are the comfort I need to know. And I will trust
I will trust in you.
For your endless mercy follows me. Your goodness will lead me home. Let's turn now to prayer. And please, after each short prayer, at the words, Lord, hear us, will you respond? Lord, graciously hear us. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. And so we pray, gracious God, it is our privilege to pray for your world and your people. We pray for those who are in the news today, willingly or not. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for our church community, for our life together in Christ, and our witness to the world. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for those who we've met or talked to who have some important issue to face. Especially we pray for dilemmas faced by our own family and friends. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for those coping with stress at work, at home, or in life generally, feeling that the world is a dark place. Especially we pray for those who are unwell, particularly Pam, Jack, Jen, Catherine, Brian, David, Jennifer, Mavis, Adrian, Jean, Jane, Olwen, Alan, Rosemary, Ryan, Andrew, Margaret, Elana, Clifford, Dennis, Roy, Prissy, Christine, Muriel, and others known to us. And we pray too for those who have been recently bereaved, and we give thanks for the lives of Margaret Rabjohns, Valerie Clark, Vera Sutton, Jean Brooks, Steve Barrow, others who have recently died, and all those who we remember with love and thanksgiving. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. And we pray for those who are waiting for something important, a birth, a job, a visit, a hospital appointment, a word of forgiveness. Especially we pray for those we know who are longing for love and friendship and a way out of loneliness. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Father, good shepherd to us all, every person we have mentioned in our hearts is known and loved by you. We entrust them to you in confidence and hope, knowing that you will use our prayers for their healing and well-being. For we ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ, who is alive forever with you and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the collect for this fourth Sunday of Easter. Almighty God, whose Son, Jesus Christ, is the resurrection and the life, raise us who trust in him from the death of sin to the life of righteousness, that we may seek those things which are above, where he reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And let's join together in the words of the prayer which Jesus himself taught us, saying, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
God the Father, by whose love Christ was raised from the dead, open to you who believe the gates of everlasting life. Amen. God the Son, who in bursting the grave has won a glorious victory, give you joy as you share the Easter faith. Amen. Amen. God the Holy Spirit, whom the risen Lord breathed into his disciples, empower you and fill you with Christ's peace. Amen. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you this day and always.
Amen. Amen.
And we say together, Merciful Father, you gave your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the Good Shepherd, and in his love for us to lay down his life and rise again. Keep us always under his protection, and give us grace to follow in his steps through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you very much for joining us again this morning. It's lovely to have your company, and we hope you enjoy the rest of this beautiful day, and that we will see you soon, either at the coffee morning or next Sunday, or at Whistley a bit later on, or at St. Peter's. It'd be lovely to see you, and we look forward to seeing you next week, hearing from you next week. A date to put in your diary if you're free on the 23rd of May and would like to join us for a picnic outside and a bit of a sing-song at Calverley Church. Please bring your own picnic and your own chair, and you're all very welcome to join us at about 12:15 if you don't want to come to communion beforehand, or if you want to come to communion at 11:15 and book a place for the communion service. You'd all be very, very welcome.
Jolly. Does that include me?
That includes you. In fact, it's compulsory.
Right. Oh, I didn't know that. I hadn't heard about this. I didn't know about this. Oh, well, there we are. Well, it sounds fun, doesn't it, everybody?
So do please come if you're free.
Yeah. There we are. Well, I'll be there, certainly.
Certainly will.
With my party shoes on.
With your own sandwiches.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, God bless.
All right. See well, thanks, soon. Everybody.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, aren't they a lovely
Very lovely. See you soon. Oh, bye-bye. See,
oh, yeah, I'm going to St. Peter's this morning.
Thank you so much, lovely Sam.
Bye-bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.